Can you explain why you're interested in this job?
Macomb is a wonderful place to live. I've been associated with the community and the school district for quite a few years. I know a lot about the town. I've lived in Macomb off and on since 1983. Macomb's a very special place. It's a very good school district. It's a very good community. I like the opportunities, the partnership with Western Illinois University. Spoon River College got a good presence here. It's just an excellent education system. It's a good town to live in, and I would love to have the opportunity to be a part of that.
And you had mentioned you were at Project Insight from 2000 to 2008. In what capacity?
Principal.
Okay. What unique characteristic do you feel you would bring to this job? Not necessarily comparing yourself to other candidates, but just what do you think you personally bring to a job that perhaps someone else doesn't?
You know, I think at this point, and I don't want to run down my own candidacy, but at this point with all of the candidates are going to be highly qualified. I think the one thing that maybe separates me from the others is the breadth of my experience and my past. I have a very good background in from a farming community, being part of a rural community, extensive arts education. I've been involved with athletics for years. Education is very, very important to me, and so it's that total package, that complete person you are. I think that separates me from some of the others.
Can you name a program you've implemented in the current school district, Rock Ridge, that you think has made that a better school district?
Well, one of the projects that we're working on right now, we will see how it works out down the line, but we've initiated a technology committee that's involved with some of the community members, parents, staff members. We're very fortunate in Rock Ridge in that we're located right there in the Quad Cities, and we have quite a few community members and parents who are actively involved as IT people with major companies, organizations within the Quad Cities. And I think that's going to be a very exciting initiative that we've started and moving forward in, and looking at where we're at with our technology needs in the district and where we want to be in the next couple of years, and then also how do we get there? What's the best way of reaching our goals?
In terms of technology, where does a school district need to be these days?
Well, it's becoming more and more important. We've always known that our students, when they leave school, are going to have to be fluent with technology. But we're getting some initiatives that are coming down through our student assessments that are going to put some pressure on school districts. Our student assessments are all going to go online within a couple of years, and not only are we going to have the bandwidth to be able to handle all the students testing at one time online, we also have to have the technology, the amount of technology available for them, and so that we can meet those needs. So that's a big issue. I think Macomb's in better shape than a lot of other districts around the area. Just looking at their technology today, seeing they've made a significant investment in technology for their schools, and I think that's going to pay off for them in the future.
Do you think districts should supply tablets to all their students?
Well, that's a decision that each district is going to make. There's a lot of different avenues out there along that line, whether it's a bring your own device to school and allowing the students to supply their own device, because we know that our young people are very literate technology-wise, and they are very sophisticated, and many of them have technology at their home that far surpasses what's available at the school. Now, not all students do that, so we have to make sure that we provide those technology access for those students who don't have it available to them.
Can you give us an idea of a program you might want to implement in Macomb?
You know, I'm not going to come in with any preconceived ideas or things that I want to change. I think that's something that needs to be decided once you get into the district and take a look at what's going on, what's working, what can be improved, and maybe if there's stuff that isn't working, then how do you change that to meet the needs of the students?
Do you have a feel for what would be the biggest challenge facing Macomb that's specific to the school district?
School financing is going to be huge over the next couple of years. The funding stream from the state level has dwindled. It's going to get worse in the future. We do know, it's obvious that the state is in financial difficulty. There's less money available for the schools, and until we get some of that taken care of, schools are going to be experiencing financial distress.
How do you deal with that stress?
Well, right now, one of the things that I've heard over and over from teachers and administrators, and we heard even tonight with the community, is trying to do more with less. And you just do the best you can. And, there's some – that's going to be a difficult decision down the line.
Yeah, don't you reach a point of diminishing returns when you start trying to – you keep trying to do more with less?
Yeah, at some point it has to affect the delivery of instructions to students. And that's one of the things that I've talked to some of the people in General Assembly and the people who have some control over this. We're talking about kids. That's what it comes down to. We're talking about one of the most precious parts of our community, and that's our kids' education. And we need to understand that and do whatever's possible to make sure that their education remains at the forefront.
Might a way of creating efficiencies be more school consolidation? Is that something you think Macomb might need to look at?
Well, Macomb is in a very nice size right now. I don't know consolidation-wise if it would improve the delivery of education to the students in the Macomb district to consolidate. It might help some of the other districts, but Macomb is really a very nice size for a school district.
Something you want to add?
Going back to finances, you touch on some of your past experiences and how you think that would help you with Macomb's financial situation?
Well, I was very fortunate when I did my internship many years ago to work with Chuck Langley at Dallas City, who was an exceptional person in the finance, school finance, very experienced superintendent. I learned a lot from him. I had a chance to take that knowledge and when I was at Astoria, utilize it there, very successful financially wise there. District was in good shape. We were good stewards of the taxpayers' money. It's been a little more difficult at Rock Ridge the last couple of years because they're experiencing the same financial distress a lot of other districts are happening with declining state revenue. The revenue streams from the federal government have gone. How do you keep doing what you need to be doing with less and less money all the time? And it is a difficult decision, but I've been very successful at that.
What do you do to try and reverse that flow? How heavily do you think the superintendent should be lobbying lawmakers? Is that one of your primary missions?
I think as leader of the district, it's imperative that you spend time in Springfield or working with the General Assembly or talking to our federal representatives, senators, and letting them know that we are experiencing financial distress and it's children that we're putting at risk. And I think as the leader of the district that it's vital that I step up and fill that role.
The consolidation of regional superintendent offices, does that put more of a burden on local school districts?
We're going to see. Well, there'll be a change, and it'll make what the regional superintendents do for the local school districts, it'll make it harder for them to do their job. I don't think it will affect the quality of it, but it may slow things down a little bit. It may make travel time for some areas a little farther, but again, the regional superintendents do a good job, and I think consolidating them will make their job more difficult. But again, I don't think it's going to seriously impact the actual delivery. It will probably slow it down to some extent.
Well, Looks like we might be getting the hook here. Yep. So is there anything you want to add about why you should be the next Macomb School Superintendent?
No.